My name is Sharon, and I'm an alcoholic with a splitting headache.
In the new faith-based movie Ordinary Angels, two-time Oscar winner Hilary Swank plays a struggling, middle-aged alcoholic named Sharon. Her life hasn't gone well, and she's losing the battle to the bottle. Until that is, she meets a struggling family and decides to give everything she's got to help them. Hard-working Ed Schmidt has had a tough go. He lost his wife to cancer, and now his 5-year-old daughter Michelle is succumbing to the same terrible strain of that disease. She needs a new liver, a virtual impossibility, given how few transplants are available and how expensive that procedure is. But when Sharon meets Ed and his two girls, the family's needs propel her into action on their behalf. She's almost like a benevolent tornado, spinning into every aspect of this hurting family's life as she raises money and awareness to help save little Michelle.
$400,000 plus in medical bills, all 3 credit cards maxed out.
And your income's only $3,600 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not good, Ed.
No, ma'am.
Ordinary Angels, based on a true story, likely won't leave a single dry eye in the house. Sharon is broken and beset by her own demons, but when given a shot at redemption, she seizes it and unleashes a torrent of love and life on a family that desperately needs it. This PG movie doesn't include too many content cautions, but nods to Sharon's drunkenness, discussions about death, and a bit of profanity are among the issues you'll want to consider ahead of time as a family. So we're giving Ordinary Angels a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio and listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.